This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, hour number three. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida. In my Moss Family Automotive Studio, two great radio stations across America as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite broadcasting, streaming live online right now. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our military men and women, to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and EO room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody who's working on the coronavirus effort right now. Thanks for keeping us free and safe. And to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all of those roughnecks that are out there working the oil fields around the world, around the country. Thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to go over to Facebook and check out the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like the page. Get in the chat room over there. And you can converse with a whole bunch of people that have been yapping all night long, and we've got them in there right now. And good morning to Al up in Nebraska. And right now, it's time for Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Okay, FoundersCode.com, let's see if we can find this code. What on earth is going on? Last night, Attorney General Barr released some documents again pertaining to the Mueller investigation, and it's just gone absolutely wild.
Yeah, what he released was the Rosenstein scope of memo that stood up the Mueller investigation, Mueller team. Now, it's a four-page document, and in the document there were five people that Mueller was to investigate: Carter Page, Paul Manafort, Flynn, George Papadopoulos, and one other whose identity has been redacted, so we don't know who that fifth person is. Now, a lot of blame is being put on Rosenstein, and I don't know whether to say that's rightly so or not because of the procedures that lead up to his final signature. And the procedures, interestingly enough, is that the FBI has to gather non-warrant evidence in order to build the case, and then from which it would include physical surveillance, bank records, or those kinds of things. And then from that, they have to do what is known as a threat assessment. And then the threat assessment is reviewed along with anything else that they can build. And from there, it goes through a whole FBI chain of command, including any of the supervisors, the chief division counsel, meaning the highest lawyer within the FBI office, the special agent in charge, and then it goes all the way to the seventh floor. So from there, interestingly enough, there's one more step. And that one more step before it gets Rosenstein's signature is what is known as the Woods procedures. Now, the Woods procedures is named after a former FBI special agent, but nonetheless, those Woods procedures is done by the National Security Division at the Justice Department. And what they do is they verify the accuracy of supposed to be every fact, stated in the application.
Mm-hmm.
If anything looks unsubstantiated, this is key. If anything looks unsubstantiated, it goes back to the FBI to provide evidentiary support for what may be unsubstantiated. So after the National Security Division takes a look at it, then there's an affidavit, not only that it was already attached from the FBI, but there's an affidavit from the National Security Division, the Department of Justice, before it would necessarily go to Rosenstein, for Rosenstein to sign off, and then from there it goes over to the FISA judge. So my question then becomes, what was given to Rosenstein in all of those steps in final, copy for him to sign off? Would Rosenstein have ever known who, George Papadopoulos is? I kind of question that.
Mm-hmm. And this all came from the FBI, too, right? The FBI gave all this to Rosenstein.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all these procedures that go to the FBI, mm-hmm. that whole thing, and then there's an affidavit along with non-warrant evidence, and then it goes over to another division at the Department of Justice. They have to do the whole thing. They do an affidavit before it goes to Rosenstein mm-hmm. to authorize it. So anyway, there were five people. We don't know who the fifth person is. So a lot of people are wanting to blame Rosenstein. He may be to blame. I don't know yet.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, what's particularly interesting is this memo was actually declassified on the 30th, April the 30th, and the scope of the memo was dated August 2 of 2017. Now, that's very key because August 2, 2017, they apparently already knew that the dossier was not validated and there wasn't anything in the dossier that
yeah.
was truth.
Yeah.
So the Mueller team operated essentially on a bogus dossier.
Yeah.
That's why they never found any. There wasn't anything to find.
Okay, perfect timing. Here comes the music. All right, well, folks, that's that in a nutshell. When we come back, more with Denise Simon. By the way, China reportedly deliberately destroyed laboratory evidence and made some of their whistleblowers disappear. Well, one of them appeared for a day and disappeared again. So what's going on in China? We'll go into that and some other things when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
To the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by a brand new sponsor right now. This is Balance of Nature. Now, you've heard me talking about Balance of Nature and the fact that I started taking it about 2 weeks ago. I had been taking it a couple years back. I took it for about 6 months. And then my doctor says to me, he goes, well, why don't you just take a bunch of vitamins? It's a lot cheaper. So I decided to. But with this coronavirus going around and all this other sort of stuff, you want to keep your immunity up. And that's one thing that the Balance of Nature product does for you. It's got the fruits and the veggie capsules. You take 2 in the morning, 2 in the evening, total of 4. You're good to go with the fruits and with the vegetables. It's real food. It's real science. It's real nutrition. And no synthetics, no additives, no fillers, and it gives you the nutritional equivalent of over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables with those 4 capsules that you're going to take. Now, let me tell you something else. It's also very affordable because for a limited time, you go over to the balanceofnature.com website. That's balanceofnature.com. Or if you give them a call, 800-246-8751, and you tell them that you heard this on the Captain's America Third Watch, they're going to give you 35% off your order. 35% off your order. So that's balanceofnature.com. Tell them the Captain sent you. All right, back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning again.
Hello.
Now, there's a component to all of this that's got Adam Schiff's name all over it. What's that all about?
Well, we have Ambassador Richard Grenell, who is the acting director of our Office of National Intelligence.
Yep.
And he has been pretty busy because he's gone through the 6,000 pages in total of the 53 interviews of the closed-door sessions that Adam Schiff
and crowd had. Remember, there were interviews that went on in basements and, you know, bunkers and, you know, all this other kind of stuff.
Yep.
Well, Adam Schiff said that he would release all this at least a year ago, and he didn't, and he didn't, and he didn't. And so Rich Grinnell went through it all, redacted what he needed to redact and whatnot, and remember, these were secret interviews.
Yep.
And gave an ultimatum to Adam Schiff that said, hey, dude, I've been through all of this. I've cleared all of this now for release of the 53 interviews. And they're interesting people on there. There was, you know, Samantha Power and Ben Rhodes and Susan Rice and Felix Sater and Loretta Lynch, Andrew McCabe. I mean, there's John Podesta. He got interviewed twice.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, there's 53 of them. So he said to Adam Schiff, you better release them, because if you don't, I will. So now we have Schiff in kind of a panic mode, because he was continuing to blame the Trump administration of hijacking the process.
Yeah.
Now, last September, he said that, you know, that the Trump administration was hijacking the process of releasing the bulk of the Russian transcripts. Well, isn't this now interesting? Because we first had the scope of the memo, four-page memo that Rosenstein signed, authorizing and standing up the Mueller team. And earlier in the day, we had Grinnell laying it at the feet of Adam Schiff.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know when Adam Schiff's going to do it. He says he's going to. Of course, he's been saying that. But now, now it's like, okay, dude, I don't know if he's giving him 24 hours or 48 hours or what, but yeah, there we are. So I would think that Adam Schiff is probably having a little bit of a panic attack.
Well, that couldn't happen to a nicer guy, in my humble opinion, right?
Well, that's kind of my thought.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about Governor Cuomo, because yesterday he got kind of surprised, to say the least, because he found out that 66% of the people that were in the hospital were with this COVID-19 were there after already practicing social distancing. Many of them had been inside their houses and hadn't gone out to go anywhere.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Well, how about I told you so? Because, again, being out in the sunlight, being out and about helps kill this virus.
Well, if these people were, you know, sequestered, if they had been on their self-imposed, you know, quarantine, then I guess the question is, how did they get it? He says that he doesn't know, but they're doing a study to, you know, certainly find out how that happened, including really the same answer when it came to the deaths of, you know, senior assisted living nursing homes, as well as the veterans' homes. So he's got, you know, a lot of explaining to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, I got a question here from Alexandra, and Alexandra's in Washington, D.C. She said, what is the significance of Israel's Supreme Court saying that they've cleared Benjamin Netanyahu to form a government despite the fact he still has corruption charges against him?
Well, remember, Netanyahu and Benny Gantz are, they have split the time.
2 years apiece, right?
Two or three each, yes. Mm-hmm. And through all of this, a year and a half ago, maybe longer, time travels, there are these corruption charges against Netanyahu. Well, what the significance here is that the judge cleared the way that Netanyahu can go ahead and form a government. See, if the judge ruled the other way, then Gantz would have been the prime minister immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to stand up a government. So therein lies where that's the significant part, that Netanyahu can still operate fully as prime minister.
Now, did you hear what South Korea had to say about Kim Jong-un? They said that he didn't have any surgery. He didn't have anything medical. He was just afraid to go outside because of the virus.
I did. We still don't know all those details, but interestingly enough, I think the original story broke with CNN.
Yeah.
And so I would be challenging CNN on this whole thing. Like, what evidence did you have that he had some surgeries, and we're beginning to, you know, find evidence to validate the fact that he was incapacitated. Remember that one?
Yes.
We had the train there, and, you know, he hadn't been seen, and, you know, all this other kind of nonsense. So now we have necessarily another reason to challenge CNN and their reporting.
Now,
like we needed another one.
Yeah, exactly. Now, one of the other things that's going on here is we have the federal judge, Justin Walker, who is being questioned, and I believe they're going to have a vote on him today to be the federal judge designate in the District of Columbia Court. Is that correct?
I think so, yeah.
All right. They were asking him some questions, and he said that while he was once critical of the Supreme Court Obamacare ruling, he said that he has vowed now to keep an open mind about any decisions that he makes, regardless of whatever was decided in the past.
Well, we still have piece parts of cases that are going, waving their way through the court system and at the Supreme Court, especially on the matter of contraception.
Right.
If for nothing else, that was the Little Sisters of the Poor who
yep.
seem to still, I think this is their second or third case.
Third.
For the Supreme
mm-hmm.
Court.
Yep, third.
Anyway, he as a judge in Washington D.C. would have to keep an open mind. He obviously was critical at one point, so now he's just, you know, doing that in order for his confirmation.
All right, last little item here: the Michigan State Legislature is suing the Governor Whitmer, to block her virus orders as being unenforceable and unconstitutional.
Hooray.
I think they got a chance there?
Well, yeah, I do, because I think she only has, you know, a limited amount of power, and she's, you know, her authority has some limitations to it. I mean, what she says isn't law.
Okay, we will talk to you tonight, same time, same bat channel. Stay low up there on the hilltop and get yourself lots of sun.
All right,
thank you very much. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check her out, read the articles that she posts and all that good stuff. FoundersCode.com, and I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Questions are being raised about how President Trump's son-in-law arranged for young volunteers from Wall Street to help the government quickly obtain needed medical gear. It's now the subject of a whistleblower complaint. The president describes the team recruited by Jared Kushner as brilliant young people.
Some people would say nerds.
But to California Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna, the team was completely unqualified. Coming mainly from the worlds of finance and corporate consulting, the volunteers were tasked with getting leads on masks, gloves, gowns, and ventilators for FEMA to purchase. But close to 70% of the leads were dead ends. Khanna believes the arrangement complicated FEMA's ability to obtain needed supplies.
Why are we not relying on people who are experts?
President Trump says,
I think they did an incredible job.
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you all, United States veterans. We are on you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our Military and Veterans News Report, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, with their two locations to serve you. Now, to find out more, you can call them up and schedule an appointment. We'll give you the phone number right after they get a chance to tell you about themselves, and here it comes.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston. They have the other one down here in Clearwater, Florida, right across the bay from where I'm at. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater. Now, with each case, you can schedule a tour by either going online checking them out online. The website is naa.edu, naa.edu, or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take a tour of one of their facilities. Now, they are absolutely the best at what they do, and that's training people to become aviation maintenance techs. Now, we're going to have Bo in here. He's going to be in here with next hour. He's going to be calling in, rather. He's not going to be here, but he's going to be calling. And we're going to be talking about the fact that they've been closed for a couple months. They're going to be opening up this month for classes again. And we're going to be talking about the people that have called me up and asked me all these different questions about financing and what happens to our loans that we got and we haven't been able to do anything and what's the status there. How about the training we were supposed to get because it's supposed to be continuous, et cetera, et cetera. And Bo's going to have all those answers for you. So there you go. Because you should have already been doing things that you could do on the Internet through your laptop computer. Just saying. And we need to tell you this about what's happening now with the Army. We have got a situation where six immigrant soldiers have filed a class action lawsuit charging that the U.S. promise of citizenship for service dating back to the nation's founding has been broken by the Pentagon's restrictive policies on naturalization. Well, I don't know where these six immigrant soldiers are from, but that had a bearing on whether or not you were going to get sped up to get citizenship or not, depending on the country of origin and who it was that you've been associating with. So maybe that's got something to do with it. I don't know. Now, there are some soldiers' GoFundMe campaigns. You've seen them out there. Now, it could get them in legal trouble. And the Army is warning soldiers who turn to crowdfunding websites to solve any COVID-19-related financial troubles may end up breaking Army standards of conduct. So you better do some checking before you go out and start begging for money on the Internet. You better start doing some checking. Because as you well know, the Army doesn't warn you. They just turn around and go, too bad, so sad. Next thing you know, you wind up in the brig. Now, due to the urgent need, the managing consortium, which has suspended some but not all of the members-only restrictions when it comes to a wearable COVID-19 detector that some of the military people want. The Army certainly wants it sooner rather than later. Now, the Army's new mission, spacing out armored vehicles and downsizing barracks, and the Army is preparing right now for a large group of foreign deployment. Since the pandemic began, there's going to be 20 or 30,000 troops over in Europe in a major exercise because their new mission is to train for war. And in the process, to avoid the coronavirus, that's their new mission. And we'll see how all that plays out. Now, the Theodore Roosevelt yesterday was in the news for three different separate things. Number one, for the second time in about a month, some crew members are sounding alarms aboard the Theodore Roosevelt that virus has may have flared up again amongst some other crew members that have not been sick until like right now. Hopefully that's not the case. But the carrier, the Theodore Roosevelt, is preparing to go back to sea. It's time for them to get back to work. And the former captain of the aircraft carrier, Theodore Roosevelt, who was fired last month after sounding the alarm to help his coronavirus-stricken crew, has left Guam and taken a temporary staff job with Naval Air Forces in San Diego, California. Now, that's only temporary. Because we know that the recommendation from the investigating committee was to give the captain his command back. Of course, that's up to the Chief of Naval Operations. And by the way, there is a four-star admiral, reportedly, on board the Theodore Roosevelt, who's going to be traveling with them for a little while, conducting an investigation of his own into what happened on board the Theodore Roosevelt. Now, Navy SEAL recruits and their instructors are all being tested for the coronavirus as the candidates of one of the military's most grueling programs return to training with new social distancing guidelines, that is to become a Navy SEAL. The Air Force Chief of Staff General Dave Goldfein last week sent a message to commanders warning of a long-haul fight against the coronavirus. He says that he's preparing to launch a full-scale massive attack against the coronavirus whenever and wherever they find it in the Air Force. By the way, Air Force Special Operations Command has now recertified all of its units to conduct parachute, dive, and mountaineering operations after a review sparked by the deaths of two airmen last fall. We talked about one of them yesterday and what happened there. And U.S. Pacific Air Forces have issued a waiver for unaccompanied short tour assignments for the PACAF airmen amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Also, the airport says that it's figured out how to turn a street Konex box, and that shipping container, into a negatively pressured capsule that can carry up to 28 COVID-19 patients without spreading the disease to the crew in an aircraft. So you may see some of those soon on board the big transport planes. Now, we know the identification, the names of the Marines that detained the unruly passenger on that aircraft bound from Japan to Texas, all members of the same unit, Captain Daniel Colt, Sergeant John Dietrich, Private First Class Alexander Meinart, all members of the Camp Lejeune-based 1st Battalion 6th Marine Regiment, who were returning from a deployment in Okinawa when a passenger created a disturbance, locked himself in the bathroom, and began shouting and making threats from inside the bathroom. The Marines sprung into action and took the guy into custody, tied him up, and watched over him while the plane flew into Texas. Also, the Citadel is staging pulleys for observation due to the COVID-19 before shipping off to their boot camp that they have, the Citadel, a military college out of Charleston, South Carolina. Alrighty, we'll be right back with more and Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, when we come back after these messages. This is the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. Hope everybody's having a great night, and hello, Seattle. All our friends up here in Seattle, Tacoma, Bremerton, and Portland, Oregon.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on...
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All right, and it's Donna Fiducia, and she and her husband Don are listening to us right now up there in Carrollton, Georgia. Just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning. And they're listening to us on AM 1330 WLB. So howdy howdy there, Carrollton, Georgia. Now this portion of the program is brought to you by the FunWellBaby.com website. Now FunWell Baby SPF 50 plus sun hats are adjustable. They last for years. They're super cute. And most importantly, protect little ones from the sun from newborn to 8 years of age. Now grandma and grandpa, this is a great opportunity for you to do something neat. So these hats, they actually stay on because the toggle tightens around the crown of the head so it won't blow off. And there's breathable mesh in the back to keep your child cool too. And they're super lightweight and made more for the sun and the water environment, like, gosh, Florida. So parents and grandparents of newborns, infants, and toddlers, they love FunWellBaby.com, too. Use the code CAPTAIN15 for $15 off your $30 purchase through today. The offer ends at midnight tonight, right here. So that's FunWellBaby.com. CAPTAIN15, get $15 off your $30 order. All right, here he is, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
I think we're going to see more of this. The governor of Michigan, who has really created a stir up there, is being sued by her state legislature for overstepping her boundary. Don't know where that's going to go, but the suit was announced yesterday. What do you think? You know, I think we're going to see more of this.
Oh, I think so. It wouldn't surprise me in the slightest. I'd like to see more blowback and pushback from American citizens. You know, getting worried a little bit that you know, we're too eager to listen to our overlords there in various different public positions, especially when they're wrong all the time. You know, wrong on a consistent basis of what we're told. Everything is a constant change. We go back to the beginning of this thing. If we had done things the way we originally were supposed to do in locking down people and protecting people who are the weakest out there, we'd be in a much better position. We've got over, what is the number now? It's close to 10,000 people in nursing homes over around the country that have died.
Right.
5,000 in New York. I mean, you think about that for a second. That should have been job one. That should have been the first thing that you should have done. You should have just shut these places down, made sure that they were sterilized. You weren't sending COVID patients back there. You weren't allowing COVID workers in there. We didn't even manage to do that, and it's pretty sad. And yet we're going to continue to trust these people. People want to get back to work. They want to keep their businesses. I mean, it's all about self-worth. It really is. And that's what it's part of being, you know, a living, breathing human being, is overcoming obstacles, achieving goals. And many Americans are being deprived of that.
Well, the other thing that happened yesterday was Governor Cuomo got a big old surprise when he found out that 66% of the people that were currently in the hospital with COVID-19 had actually been social distancing, many of them in their homes.
Well, many of them were social distancing. I don't know that if they had left to go to a grocery store or whatever it may be. I don't know. I don't know how well they've done contact tracing with those people. The reality is the entire thing is an exercise in futility. There's nothing really much you can do. You have to try to protect yourself if you're one of those individuals that's at risk. The virus is not going to stop spreading. It's going to continue to spread till it burns itself out. That's how pandemics work. They're like a flash. And all we're doing is we're extending it. We're making the thing last longer than it actually should.
And if you get outside in the sun, 85, 90 degree temperatures, nice sun, nothing better than you can do to get rid of it.
Well, and again, Florida is doing very, very well. Let's just leave it at that. You guys are doing great down there, and I hope that you guys continue to open things up. Or you got to bring back sports. You got to do all of that good stuff. I think that's necessary.
Yeah, and it's all coming. I mean, it'll be working its way back here. Matter of fact, they're talking about starting up baseball down here in the minor league parks, like a spring training thing, but it would be the regular season, and we'll see how that works out. Might play some games in the regular baseball parks, but we'll see. That's about a month away. We're thinking 4th of July on that, to be honest with you, when they start all that.
Yeah, that's even pushing it back too far. I mean, get it open. Let people get out and about. Let kids get out and play again before they start getting themselves in trouble. Again, you're going to keep teenagers locked up for too long. It's just trouble. Bad stuff's going to happen.
Yeah.
Get everybody out and about and get their activities going.
Now, here's an interesting one for you. We all know about Huawei and the ZTE phones from China, right?
Yes.
Now, two U.S. senators have called on the Office of Management and Budget to ensure that a federal regulation banning the government's use of Chinese telecommunications technology include explicit processes to help small businesses with compliance, which includes the ZTE phones and the Huawei technology and things that are out there.
I'd be shocked. I didn't think that the government had contracts to utilize those phones in the regular course of business. I'd be surprised if they allowed that. Maybe they just want to make sure that it's not happening. But I don't really see much of those phones in the United States, quite honestly. And I haven't been actually to a phone store in a while to actually check that out. But the reality is that, you know, we shouldn't be using, you know, phones with back doors, especially government officials.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the ZTE phones. I know at one time they were pretty predominant, but I don't think they are anymore. You know, the other thing is survey came out yesterday, and it was done one of the business organizations. I forget what they call it. It was like the National Businessmen's Association or something like that. Small Business Owners. There we go. National Small Business Owners Association. And 52% of the people in that organization said that they believed they might not be in business much longer. 52%.
And listen, they're saying it now. I was saying it 2 months ago. Doesn't surprise me in the slightest. It's probably going to be worse than that. They're now saying one out of every five jobs is going to be lost in New York City. That was a New York City comptroller. It's 900,000 plus jobs.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be easy to get those back. It's not. We're getting past the point of no return. Like I said a while ago here on your program and on my program, we are a bit past that point right now. We really are.
Now, you will probably feel really good about this, but China said that they will give the world access to the Wuhan area and whatnot to come in and see what it is that took place there once the pandemic has gone away from China.
Okay, that's true. We're going to give you access to a crime scene after we clean it and douse it in bleach. I mean,
right.
What good is it? I mean, what's the point?
Yep. How are we going to get our aspirin and our penicillin and our medicines back to the United States? How can we do that? What's the fastest way we can do that?
Oh, where there's a will, there's a way. Let's see if there's a will. Right now, we're talking a lot of trash in this country about bringing supply chains back and doing all of those things. We see if we'll follow through. I'm a bit skeptical, I'll be honest with you. I am. I don't know if we're going to follow through with something like this. Americans like their cheap stuff. And, you know, they start seeing prices go up, people get a little upset. And,
yeah.
You know, I've been all for, you know, moving all of these supply chains and factories back to the United States for a long time. But we'll see. We'll see if we follow through.
Yeah. Now, we also got word yesterday that United States airports need about $10 billion, maybe more, in additional government aid to help them remain as an airport.
Listen, are we going to stop putting industries on ventilators? You want airports to do better? Well, guess what? You let people fly. Let people fly. Give a little bit of clarity. Let people go from point A to point B. Let's get the country open again. Okay, stop putting industries on ventilators. Ventilators are no good.
Yeah. Yeah, you won't get me to disagree with you on that one, for sure. All right, well, you know, we're going to run out of time here, but oil dropped off a little bit yesterday. Futures are up to $27 a barrel right now, one-year futures, and oil, West Texas crude's at $23.99 to start the day and $29.72 Brent crude to start today, which is a whole lot better than what it was a week or so ago when it was down to about $10 each.
We're going to still be very volatile. Let's just leave it at that.
All right. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, so you have yourself a great day up there and stay warm.
You got it, you too.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and I told him to stay warm because it's cold up there. They've been having freeze and frost advisories all over the area. So, I'll be right back, and coming up, we've got Ron Edwards, so Cliff will be happy about that one, and I'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Flash out to it. Flash out to it.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.